Let me hit you with one question before we get back to these Soto calls. Wrote this down yesterday and figured we could have a fun conversation with it. What do you think is the more impressive feat? 62 homers?
Mm-hmm.
Or if he were able to hit 400, Aaron Judge?
400.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably lean that way too. But, I mean, let's not minimize 62 home runs and what that means. 62 or more.
Yep.
Cleanly.
Yep.
I know, like, you know, batting average is a thing in the past. 400, 409 was always a great thing to be able to chase, or just even hitting 400, whether it was Tony Gwynn or John Olerud.
Dykstra had a little flirtation with the Phillies that way. I forget what year it was, whatever.
If Judge could ever, I mean.
Maybe he does both.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
you never know.
Oh, wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, I would be.
What about 390?
Like George Brett in 1980.
Okay.
He had 390 on the button.
More impressive, 62 homers or three. You get the point here.
I would say, given the time that Brett did it, 1980, not that there weren't great pitchers. If we had Carlton, Nolan, Ryan still in their prime, come on. But I just think the way hitting philosophies are now espoused, number one, nobody's really in a mental frame to chase high average because they're chasing exit velo, which equates to distance, right? So I think philosophically it would be counterintuitive to what's taught now, which would surprise me. I also think when you go to 1980, I mean, George, yeah, you had Goose and you had a couple good relievers, but I mean, come on, you got to the bullpen. You either faced a tired starter who you saw, you know, three times and had diminished stuff after 105 pitches in the seventh or eighth inning, or you saw, you know, a relief arm that wasn't good enough to be a closer before you actually saw the closer. They weren't pumping 95. Those guys were throwing 90,
right.
91. So I would think, Sal, to me, it's not to diminish the 62. It's to really anoint, for me, what 400 would be. That would be by far, for me, the greater accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, I still just think it's minimum. I mean, we make it seem like, well, it's easy for Judge to hit 62, and, you know, because he's such a prolific home run hitter, and because of what the steroids did to tarnish the home run record, I think that really ruined it more than anything else. Imagine if we went from 1961 to 2022.
Yeah.
Clean all
well,
those
George
years.
Brett hit 58 for the Reds. You know, you'd have to incorporate some of the guys who came kind of close.
George who?
George Foster.
Yeah.
I think he hit 57 or 58 that year.
But imagine
there were a couple guys in the neighborhood.
Right, but imagine going from 61 to 2022.
Yep.
Clean, nobody touching the record. Imagine what that would have been like with the Judge pursuit.
That's a good point.
To whereas now it feels like we lived through 98 and what that was like, it would have been even greater if it were Judge doing it, another Yankee, and doing it, you know, years later. I mean, it's over 20 years later, over 20 years later since 98. So it would have been even more impactful. But because of what McGuire did and Bonds and Sosa, I think that just kind of tarnished the home run record for good. And even when Judge did do it cleanly, it was still like, that's great, but he's not the real home run champ. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, obviously Bonds with 73 and Sosa in the 60s a bunch of times. I mean, I chose to dilute their accomplishments, not because it's Judge.
Right.
I diluted their accomplishments long ago. But I hear you. I mean, they still did it. We still saw most of those guys do it. And maybe were we a little desensitized to the long ball when Judge did it? I tried not to be. I mean, to me, it was incredibly captivating. But I hear you on that. But I would also say this, Sal. I think the better way to look at it, that I choose to look at it, like, take all the players that we believe to be clean. You think Pete Alonso's clean?
Yeah.
I do, too. Pete hit 53 home runs. That's not 62, but it's 53.
Right, you're saying, where are the hitters that...
Think about the George Foster. Dove, can you look that up? I just want to make sure that he had 50s. I keep saying 58. Maybe I'm off on that. I think it was in the 70s, obviously, before he came to the Mets. Either way, George had a very, very big season. I'll get that in a minute. But how many guys... since 1970, have hit 390,
so
or 381, or 379. Like, what I'm saying is I can't prove this. I'm doing this on the fly. I didn't know you were going to ask me this, but it's a fun conversation.
Yeah.
I think my first instinct is there are more players who sniffed 60 home runs than hitters who sniffed 400.
Right. I
52 probably, for George Foster. Thank you.
I'm just looking at
what year was that, Zoo? 77. Thank you, bud.
Tony Gwynn hit 394 in 1994, but that was obviously
half a season.
Shortened season.
Yep.
I'm trying to look at more modern numbers here. Ted Williams hit 406. I said 409 before. 406.
406.
In 1941.
Okay, well, Gwynn had a massive year where he hit 350-something. Boggs hit 350-something. Olerud was up there,
but... maybe fell off a little bit.
He did.
Whatever the second half of that year was. I'm trying to find a clean spot to where I can look at this, but a lot of these are.
I'll help you out. 2000, here. I'm very curious.
2000, no more Garcia Pera hit 372.
Are you serious? I don't
know. Todd Helton in 2000 also hit 372.
That's Coors Field.
Yeah. 2004, Ichiro. He was one that I want to look
yes,
at.
Yes, Ichiro.
372 in 2004. Yeah, I mean, look, I knew that you were going to answer that Joe Mauer hit 365 in 2009.
I remember that. I remember that with the Twins. They were always playing the Yankees in
Maglio,
the postseason.
Maglio Ordóñez hit 363 Max. In 2007.
What about Miggy? Miggy had to have something in that neighborhood.
Boggs hit 363 in 1987.
I loved Boggs. Boggs yeah. was awesome.
2004, Bonds, 362. Again.
Chipper had a big season one year, didn't he?
Piazza,
like really big.
It's not giving me the. It's giving me the highest. I'm looking up highest averages, so it goes in average as opposed to year order.
Okay,
I don't think there's
any. I got something here. Pujols hit 357. Wow, this is. I don't remember this as much. Darren Erstad hit 355 in 2000. Listen, whatever the hell was going on in 2000, because Moises Alou hit 355. Yeah. Darren Erstad hit 355.
Well, 350. Yeah. So 350 is great, especially for now. Oh. And for Judge, if he ever hit 350, it'd be an incredible year. But the real, like, historic thing, you got to get over 370, I would think. Into the 400s is where you're starting to make history.
Over 350. I mean, I got to push back. I mean, why can't you accept 350 as the barometer?
Say it
why?
Again.
Why can't you accept 350? Like, why does that have to be 370?
No, I mean, 350 is good. It's great. Let me rephrase it. 350 would be great, especially in today's game. Yeah. But I wouldn't look at it as, you know, it's not 62 home runs.
I know, but.
In your mind, where's the cutoff to, okay, well. 62 home runs in a regular season is a greater accomplishment. For me, it's got to be so at least 370. Like, if you hit 370 or better, maybe that's the greater accomplishment than 62 homers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even higher than that, maybe 380.
Well, I think it depends. If you're like Luis Arraez or Arraez, I still can't Arise, say this guy, say whatever his name is.
Arraez, yeah.
It's Luis 330 Arise. Every year. I still can't say his name. And you hit 9 home runs.
Okay.
You know, like, so to me, my point is, like, if Judge were to hit 352 with 48 home runs, would you rather have that or, you know, 409 with 21 home runs?
Right.
I'll take the numbers from Judge if it came to that.
Well, that's a monster season, understood. But I'm talking about historic. When we're talking about chasing 400.
He'd win the Triple Crown if that's the case.
Understood. But I'm saying chasing 400 versus chasing the home run record. That was really the gist of the conversation.
I know. I still think it's more impressive to chase 400 and harder.
Right.
I do.
I can, especially in today's day and age.